and welcome to the June installment of the Creating Customer Value podcast series. I'm Amanda Malgiri, assistant editor. This month, Martha Rogers is answering three questions about the role call center agents and sales reps play in building customer trust and how companies can measure their effectiveness in building satisfied, trusting customers.
Hello, this is Martha Rogers, Peppers & Rogers Group. Our topic this month is customer trust. What's the role of the call center and sales rep in building customer trust? First question, as an outbound call center agent, how can I build the trust of potential customers who I am cold calling? Can you offer any tips or best practices I can use during my calls? Well, this is a very challenging job, and my heart goes out to you because I'm sure you deal with a lot of rejection on a daily basis. So all by itself, that's going to be hugely challenging for you. What will matter a lot is that what you have to offer is something of great value to some of the people you're calling. So if it's a very worthwhile cause, or if it's kind of a product that's going to be completely valuable to the people you call, in other words, if the people who have set up the targeting and chosen the list for you have done a good job, then your job will be easier. But let's assume that all that has happened. Now how do you build the trust of potential customers? Well, you make sure that they see that what you're trying to do is help them do something better. In other words, it's not just about, I have a product, I'm trying to sell it to whomever will buy it. But instead, it's, we called you because we think that this will help you in a way that will make things better for you and prove to be a good improvement on your life. And so that's one way to do it. You also want to be able to be as transparent as possible, be able to answer as many questions as possible that one of your customers might have. And you also want to be able to get as many answers as you can. Be as flexible as your company will let you be. If somebody goes to a Mexican restaurant and can't substitute one menu item for another, then that's not as much fun as someplace that will let you make fair substitutions. So you want to be able to flex what you're doing for each person. The key here is to remember that you have the greatest value to the customers you're talking to. I mean, you create the greatest value from them when you have the greatest value to them. And that happens when they can trust you to be looking out for their best interest and to do it well. And that's what you need to be able to do. Not just sound like you're doing, but genuinely be able to do. Second question. We're revamping our call center agent training program and want to emphasize better to new agents how big an impact they will have on customer trust and satisfaction. Do you have any examples or activities we can use to help us make this point during trainings? This is a great question because it sounds like this company has taken a very important step in putting together a way to be more valuable to customers and a way to build trust with customers by thinking about changing the training. One of the things that we hope is happening at the same time is a change in the evaluation process. In other words, maybe we used to evaluate everybody on how fast they were able to get a call handled and how efficient they were. And now, of course, in your training, you'll be teaching your reps to make sure that they are handling queries on the first call, that they are following a problem through to completion, that they are taking notes and feeding that into the system so that if this customer calls back, that the next person can pick up right where they left off and so forth. So those are the kinds of things that are going to be very important. But when you start emphasizing to the call center agents and during their training that customer trust is everything, aside from making sure you're rewarding them for building that trust, you want to make sure that they understand that customers just want to have their problem solved and their needs met. They don't want any hassle. They don't want any. They don't want to spend extra time on stuff because even though the center rep is being paid for the time of this call, the customer is doing this on top of their regular lives, and that means they're working for your company without being paid so that you can make some money, and your call center reps need to understand that. So making sure that the call center reps are trying to help customers, save the customer's time, solve their problems, and do so in a way that's supportive of customers is really the most important idea here and will be the way to help build trust with customers, provided, of course, that the center reps are being compensated and rewarded for doing exactly that. Our final question is a great one. How can we measure how effectively our sales reps are building trust with customers? Well, of course, there are the obvious traditional measures. Sales is one of them, but customer satisfaction scores, customer recommendations to net promoter scores, willingness to recommend, all the other sort of satisfaction type scores. But what we're really after here is a way of understanding how much a customer was worth before dealing with a sales rep and how much a customer is worth now after dealing with a sales rep. So in an ideal company, we're measuring not only the return on the investment of the money that we use to create value for the company, but a return on the investment that we're making in customers. Sometimes that's a sales rep, sometimes that's other things, but the important thing is that customers are our only source of revenue. In many ways, they're our scarcest resource. There are only so many of them, and they're the only way we can make money. And if we, in fact, are looking at not just return on investment or how much value we get for the money we have to use, we also need to look at our return on customer, and that is how much value do we create in a company for the customers that we have to use. What we want to make sure is that we are getting the most we can from each of the customers, and that means for a sales rep that we might have to evaluate him or her on how much a customer has paid us this quarter. In other words, what our revenue costs, our net profit on a particular customer might have been this quarter. But also this quarter, we need to project what the future value of that customer could be and hold our sales rep accountable this quarter for that number, so that we don't give credit this quarter for a sales rep who's managed to sell something, but in a way that will cost us future sales or future goodwill or future anything about our business. We want to make sure that we're building the present and the future, not building the present at the expense of the future. And when we do that, then we're going to be encouraging the very best way of building trust between sales reps and customers, because the sales reps will find that it's in their best interest to do things for customers that balance both the short-term value of the customer to the company and the long-term value of the customer to the company. And that's one of the most important ways to build trust. CIBC, the bank in Canada, evaluates their portfolio managers, people who are responsible for this group of customers, on how much money that group of customers makes for the bank this quarter, but also how much the three-year projected value of that group of customers is. And so those portfolio managers are always looking for ways to make customers more valuable today, but also looking for ways today to build long-lasting, trusting relationships with those customers. Thanks so much. This has been Martha Rogers from Peppers and Rogers Group.
That's it for our podcast this month. Thanks to Martha Rogers for joining us. Be sure to listen again next month when we discuss how to maximize every customer interaction in order to build customer equity. Until then, I'm Amanda Malgiri for Surf CRM.